A reading from the Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. John the Baptist appeared preaching in the desert of Judea and saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." It was of him that the prophet Isaiah had spoken when he said, "A voice, one crying out in the desert, 'Prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths.'" John wore clothing made of camel's hair and had a leather belt around his waist. His food was locusts and wild honey. At that time, Jerusalem, all Judea, and the whole region around the Jordan were going out to him and were baptizing by him in the Jordan River, and they acknowledged their sins. When he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming to his baptism, he said to them, "You broods of vipers, who warned you to flee from the coming wrath, produce good fruit as evidence of your repentance, and do not presume to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our father.' For I tell you, God can raise up children to Abraham from those stones. Even now, the axe lies at the root of the trees. Therefore, every tree that does not bear good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. I am baptizing you with water for repentance, but the one who is coming after me is mightier than I. I am not worthy to carry his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fan in his hand, and he will clear his threshing floor and gather his wheat into his barn, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." The Gospel of the Lord. Good evening. As it was mentioned earlier, we pray for Ana Delgado and her family today, especially as they're going through this difficult time of mourning and grieving, and because she played a very important role in our community, especially the 530s. So for Ana Delgado, this prayer is for you. In our gospel story for today, it talks about John the Baptist. And this week, I've been praying and reflecting, studying about the gospel, especially John the Baptist. It came to my mind as I reflect, what is it like to be a close relative of Jesus? It was so cool to be relative of Jesus. Like Mary got her wine because she told Jesus, "Can you do this for me?" And then help me to think, how about John the Baptist? When they were growing up, did they know each other very well? Did John the Baptist witness that Jesus is becoming like the Messiah, or just like us, ordinary people who play around and absolutely nothing? That life goes on without roles or roles to play or something we have to do in life. But help me to think about this also. This particular story is, what happened to John the Baptist's disciples? Where did they go after John the Baptist was beheaded? Did they go anywhere or went back to their own lives or joined Jesus' group? We don't know. And I've been searching and studying and I could not find anything. And if you find something, you let me know so we can talk about it next week. But what helped me to think is, John the Baptist played an important role to prepare the way, to prepare Jesus fulfilling the commandment of God to be the Messiah. And helped me to think that he played a very important role, but at the same time, very faithful. Come to think of it, Mary, Joseph played a very important role to raise Jesus, but they were very faithful. Mother Teresa always say this, "I want you to be faithful with your call. You don't have to be perfect, but you want to be faithful in your job." And what I'm learning here in life also, everyone here is, we can be replaced anytime, any day. I'm here today, maybe not tomorrow. And everyone will be replaced. The role will be replaced. But what helped me to think? As a person, we cannot be replaced. Whatever we do in life, not because of our role, but what we do out of love, out of mercy and compassion, that will be remembered. And that what happened in Ana Delgado. She is alive. Her memory is alive in us. And for us to think about this, as a parent, you have a role to raise your child or your children to be the best. And I had a conversation with my younger brother. When we were kids, we fought a lot. We did not get along, my brother and I. But now we're very close. We're very tight. We talk to each other at least twice a week and say, hello, how are you doing? And my brother has three kids, 1-year-old kid. And he asked me, Marlon, do you think I'm doing this right? And I said to myself, this is your third child and you still don't know what you're doing? And I can't help you because I don't have any children myself. I said this in a funny way, but at the same time, I'm learning that being a dad is no easy task. Being a mom is no easy task. Being a student is no easy task. This, in life, we have a role to play. But at the end of the day, we don't have to play anything except Marlon as Marlon in front of ourselves and in front of our God. And that's what I learned with John the Baptist. He was a very humble man. He was happy to be the second man. He is the personal assistant of Jesus. He prepared the way. And what helps me to think also is humility comes with our role. We are given gifts and talents to use. To be a mom, to be a dad, to be grandparents, a student. This is our role. But the gift in itself is to be who you are. Because in life, not everyone receives the same gifts. Everyone is different. Everyone is unique. And what I'm learning also, and that is grace in itself. Grace is about gifts from God. The question for us today, Christians of today, do you believe that the grace of God is enough for you? It's enough for everyone. Especially this Advent and Christmas is coming. Do you believe that God's grace is just for you? So you can share this to other people, especially those who don't see God clearly, who don't forgive themselves enough to see the mercy of God. Maybe we can learn a lot of things in John the Baptist. Humility is an important role for us or acquire. Because if we have a humbled heart, our soul becomes purified every single day. And to see God in everyone. And be happy with your roles as human beings. As a dad, as a mom, whatever it is. Because that is a gift in itself. And I learned in life, perfection is not necessary. Because this is God, perfection is God's business. That's not our business at all. Our business here is to receive God's grace. Are we ready to celebrate God's grace today and every day in our lives, even our minds, our eyes, is not that clear? If not, tap into your friends or talk to your brothers and sisters. Said, you are a gift, and it's a good reminder for us as a practice Christian. To practice as a Christian, because like Ana Delgado, one day, we have a mark here on earth. In the world of politics, education, entertainment especially, everyone will be replaceable. But for you and for me, as Christian, when we love, we can love more. And that is a mark of a true Christian. because we can share this love to one another today, tomorrow, and forever, like Christ.